This is a new Lots Avenue bound for train. The next stop is Crown Heights, Utica Avenue.
I want to take you back 30 years to one of the most important days in New York City's history, August 19th, 1991. A three-car motorcade drives through the Brooklyn neighborhood of Crown Heights. It's carrying Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, a figure who's revered by many here as a kind of messiah. He's the leader of a large religious Jewish community, the Lubavitch, and their headquarters is in Crown Heights. But they don't live here alone.
In the Caribbean, you built your house. So when you came here, you would have 100 jobs until you could afford to put a down payment on a house.
The Lubavitch share the neighborhood with a large Caribbean American population. And at this moment, the motorcade is rolling through the predominantly black part of Crown Heights. As they approach the intersection of President Street and Utica, they pass 2 7-year-olds, Guyanese immigrants, fiddling with a bike on the sidewalk. The first two cars cross Utica Avenue without any issues, but as the third car enters the intersection, it collides with a Chevy Malibu heading north.
The car, driven by a Hasidic man, went out of control, jumped a curb, eventually pinned the children against a wall. 7-year-old Gavin Cato dead, and his 7-year-old cousin seriously injured.
It was a heartbreaking incident. And though no one knew it that evening, the car crash on President and Utica would change New York City forever.
Their medical attention was not the same medical attention that the Jewish gentleman got. You understand what I'm saying?
That little boy and the little girl, somebody got to pay for that.
It was a tinderbox that sparked 4 days known as the Crown Heights Riot.
What was an accident, which other people used as an excuse to murder one member of our community.
From New York City's first black mayor.
There is no question that control can be maintained in this city. Absolutely.
To the law and order crackdown of Mayor Rudolph Giuliani.
The reason the morale of the police department of the city of New York is so low is one reason and one reason alone. David Dinkins!
To my own personal connections as a black Jewish New Yorker. We are all still living in the long shadow of those 4 days in August. To me, the Crown Heights riot is a key that can help us unlock and understand so many of our modern dilemmas, from police violence and racism. To the persistence of anti-Semitism.
Tell the Hasidic Jewish community that they're going to have to deal with an equal footing in that community, or they better get some moving bands.
My name is Collier Meyerson, and from Pineapple Street Studios, this is Love Thy Neighbor. Starting February 15th, you can listen to new episodes of Love Thy Neighbor every week wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can binge the entire series exclusively on Odyssey. Download Odyssey from the App Store or Google Play today.